Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
13 right now, time for Market Watch in the morning run with a look at the aviation sector. I have on the line with me Mohsin Aziz, analyst at Maybank Investment Bank. Good morning, Mohsin. Shall we start with AirAsia X on the news that they have obtained a license to fly to the US? They're the first Asian budget airline to get a US license. Now, can you help put that into context for us? Just how big of an impact will this have on AirAsia X's business?
From a marketing perspective, it's pretty great because everybody's talking about it, ourselves included. But from an operational point of view, I don't think it's going to be any different than any new routes that they have launched. And quite honestly, Malaysia and the US already has a long-standing open skies agreement, meaning to say airlines can put a flight in between each countries without much resistance or even a bureaucratic nightmare. So this FAA may sounds great, but to be honest, it's always there for the taking.
Well, is this a competitive market, Mohsin? I mean, is there a slice of the pie to be stolen here?
Right now, there's no direct flight to the US from Malaysia or vice versa. So it's hard to say that it's a competitive market. There's just no competition. However, people wanting to go there always have to rely on transit flights, either flight via the north coast of Asia, particularly in Hong Kong or Japan, or westwards, mainly flying through the Middle East hubs. So they are indirect traffic. When Asia X eventually comes out with a direct traffic, they'll probably have a huge advantage at their hubs.
Okay, all right. What kind of timeline are you expecting, Mohsin? I mean, when do you think these markets, these flights will go on sale?
Unfortunately, it's a bit light on information. I had to rely on interview excerpts, and it's just highlighting it will be on the second half of the of this year, which is sensible. That's when the high season starts.
Well, what about AirAsia's flights to London? I read that they're thinking about reinstating that route after a five-year hiatus. Why do you think now they're looking at starting back London?
They're in a better financial position. Things have improved quite well for them, and they've been churning good profits and good cash flow. And the situation of the market have also changed. All prices are far lower than where they were 5 years ago. And it's fairly less volatile. And on top of that, the market receptiveness, the openness of the market for these kind of flights is pretty strong. So I would just say the outlook of the market is far better today than what it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I find that this shift in strategy is quite interesting because so far AirAsia X's expansion has only been focused in Asia, in the Asian region, in Australia, in the Middle East. And now they're looking at the US, they're looking at London, Istanbul. So you reckon that this is the right strategy they're embarking on?
At some point of time, you have to expand your pie because if you're overwhelmingly reliant on few markets, you become, let's put it this way, more prone to risk. What happens if something happened to that country? So it's part of diversification. And given that things are better now, lower risk now, it's a good time to diversify.
Mohsin, how cautious are you on the impact of a stronger dollar on the operating cost of AirAsia X?
It's very bad because airlines' costs are typically in dollars. Easily 50, 60 to 70% of operational costs are in US dollars. The variance may be due to where they actually fly and how many seat density they have. So for AirAsia X case, it's pretty high. I mean, it's not good where things have started in the past few months, but off late, Ringgit has been showing signs of stability, and AirAsia X will have that experience to mitigate the situation.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say, things are not good, but they're not getting worse.
Okay, well, their fourth quarter results and their passenger yield data is expected to be released in a few weeks. What are your expectations for fourth quarter?
it's going to be an exceptional fourth quarter. Malaysia's fourth quarter 2016 probably will go down as the best quarterly profit ever. Everybody made money. AirAsia, Malaysia Airlines, AirAsia X, everybody. It's going to be a fantastic quarter, and AirAsia X is also going to churn results that's going to turn people's heads.
Okay, all right. So we'll look forward to hearing those results. Now, AirAsia and AirAsia X, they both sought to distance themselves from allegations that their directors sought to gain advantage from this kind of sweetheart engine maintenance deal with Rolls-Royce. Morten, are you expecting any negative impact on either company from these allegations?
We need to get more details first, because right now it's just a statement in the court of law in the UK. And beyond that, there's just no real information. The company has come out to say that they have adhered to all the policies, all the internal controls. So at this point of time, we just don't have enough information to feel positive or negative. It will be premature to make a judgment.
And very quickly, your call on AirAsia and AirAsia X, Motion.
We are positive on AirAsia. We have a buy call fair value of 317, so which implies a good upside of about 25%. However, for AirAsia X, we are less positive. We are neutral on the stock with a fair value of 42 cents. We believe most of the upside, most of the positive have already been priced in by the investors.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Motion Aziz, analyst at Maybank Investment Bank. And now Tan Chun Han speaks to Ben Lebrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.